Blog Talk Radio.
Crap. Oh.
Want me to do it?
No, it should start. Oh. Well, I guess it didn't. Wait. Oh, shoot. Sorry. There we go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of free psychic readings with Nina, Miss Nina, and Linus here at 3 p.m. on free psychic readings on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everybody a chance to ask a question, or you can give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Miss Nina is a Reiki master, teacher, minister, photographer, and a lot more. I have 40 years' experience as a psychic, tarot readings, angel readings, and connecting to loved ones that have passed over. For an in-depth reading, contact us at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. You can get an in-depth reading Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you all for supporting our show. Ms. Nina and I are most grateful for all participants, whether you're listening, calling in, or in the chat room. Okay, well, I'm going to do a quick prayer, and then I'm going to give some more announcements. The prayer is a cleansing prayer. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all, and so it is. Well, you know, for January, we've been in Mercury retrograde, y'all, from January 5th to the 25th, which is tomorrow. It ends, so there could be a little residual 3 days after, but the ending day for Mercury retrograde is tomorrow. Happy birthday to all the Aquarius people. Hope you're going to have a good year this year. And let's see what else. Oh, and you know the football game is on. Denver. It's Denver and New England Patriots. I'm picking Denver. Ha ha. And then this afternoon, later this afternoon, I think in about 40 or 45 minutes, the second game, Arizona Cardinals and Carolina Panthers. I picked the Carolina Panthers. So my Super Bowl picks are Denver and Carolina. Okay, well, since the full moon was yesterday on the 23rd, I want to give you a little information about the full moon. Now, the full wolf moon rising, January, amid the cold and deep snows of midwinter, the wolf packs howl hungrily outside Indian villages, thus the name for January's full moon. Sometimes it was also referred to as the old moon or the moon after Yule. Some call it the full snow moon, but most tribes apply the name to the next moon. Farmer's Almanac, the sun now is in Aquarius at 3 degrees and the moon at 3 degrees of Aquarius. The rising sign for in our area for Washington is also Leo. All your air and fire signs now have a new beginning to attaining your goals and your wishes. Last month, the earth and water needed to start new directions. January 23rd through February 23rd, signs and fire signs, and fire signs can now start exactly what they have always wanted. The full wolf moon allows for us to hear the other side, hear our own intuition, and allows us to release fear or anxiety. There is no reason to fear or get upset about things around you. Today is a new start. Release any fear or anxiety because in reality, it was all in your mind. Okay, and I think, the full moon and Mercury are going direct only helps us move forward. Now we can correct old problems and find solutions without fear or anger. We're good to go now. Full moon is moving us towards the Mercury going direct on Monday. Keep focus in reality. Apply practical knowledge. Do not gamble or speculate this week. And do not fear new opportunities this month. Thank you. That is from Arlene Toganetti, Melanetti. And I thank you very much for that information. Also, there's two birthdays this week. I want to say happy birthday to my cousin Irene in California. And also happy birthday to Sherman Williams, my baby daddy and my ex-husband. I know, I just had to be a little bit foolish. But anyway, and also there was an incident in Canada this week. So let me bring Miss Nina on and for her to say hello and also say a little bit about that incident because we are going to be praying for those individuals. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. The incident in Canada was in northern Saskatchewan, which is one province over from where I live in Alberta. A 17-year-old opened fire on a school. There was 4 killed and several injured. So if you could just focus some prayers, please, towards everyone concerned. These shootings have just, for me anyways, have gotten totally out of hand. I cannot understand how another person can hurt another person deliberately. It boggles my mind. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm stupid. I don't know what the case may be, but it still boggles my mind how one person can hurt another. So if you wouldn't mind saying a few prayers for those poor people up in Saskatchewan, they're going through an awful rough time right now.
Yeah, we sure will. And definitely from the network, we send our prayers. So, yeah, thank you, Nina, for that. Did you have any announcements, Nina?
I really don't, other than to say that being a wolf moon, the wolf is my spirit animal guide. So, yeah, this full moon did not really affect me whatsoever. It affected those around me, but it didn't affect me. I was actually able to sleep, which I normally can't do during a full moon, and relax some. So, woohoo for me. I love the wolf.
All right. All right. Well, congrats to you, young lady. Very good. Okay, well, I guess we're ready to begin. What you think, Miss Nina?
Yeah, I think we should go with our first caller there, Miss Lannis.
Okay, and our first caller, welcome to the show, is area code 860, and who is this?
Hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan, how are you?
What's that?
Hello. I said, how are you, Susan?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. We're doing great. How can we help you today? What's your question?
I have a couple of concerns. Actually, my daughter does. Her name is Melissa. She's going through kind of a crazy battle right now, and her ex is giving her a lot of trouble, and she keeps hearing messages from angels with and she's saying watch in capital letters, watch out, and she doesn't know what it means.
Nina, you take it.
Well, it means watch out. So, yeah, it sounds to me that her angels are giving her a very vivid warning. Listen to them. Watch out for that ex.
What do you think he's up to? Do you think he's contacting her ex, like trying to dredge up some old stuff?
Is she contacting him, or is he contacting her?
Do you think that her boyfriend that she's fighting in court with is going to contact a previous boyfriend to try to dig up some old stuff?
Of course he is. That's what they do. They try and dredge up enough dirt on whoever they're going after, so watch out for him.
Has he already done it, you think?
I'm not picking up anything, Venice, are you?
I'm just picking up a lot of chaos.
Like, we were in a shopping plaza at Whole Foods, and all of a sudden he just pulled into the parking lot, and he never goes to Whole Foods.
And he gave us a look like I'm watching you.
Yeah, he gave us a look like I'm watching you. We had the baby in the car with us. And
I feel like he's up to something. I want to know what it is.
Have you thought about putting in a TRO against him?
What's that?
No trespassing. Have you thought about putting in a no trespass?
About restraining?
No.
So he can't be within, say, 5 miles.
Well, it's hard because right
now
they have shared custody. I mean, she's thought about that, but with the shared custody, they have to be within so many feet.
No, they don't. You can use somebody else to...
Yeah, you sure can, a third party. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'd have to go through the courts for that.
What specifically does watch out mean? Because they're saying I need to find the answer.
Yeah, they're saying, like, when she gets the message, watch out, that she needs to find the answer.
What does that mean?
Like, she's kind of scaring her, but...
First thing you want to do is develop a history. That's why I'm telling you, you need to go to get no trespass order, so that any time he's within 50 feet, this is other than him seeing the child, within 50 feet, he's in violation of that. That's the first thing. You want to cover yourself, so if he does anything crazy and you call the police, you've got some history behind him, because the vocal don't get it in court. You have to have something legally in writing so that you have a foot to stand on and say, look, I put this in January 1st. This past weekend, he was at the store doing looks or whatever. I felt scared for my life. You can call back to the courts and say,
I mean, I told my attorney I want it, but she said that you can't because we need to remain in contact because I pick up my daughter because we share custody. So that's the only reason that I haven't done that. But, like, I'm not a psychic or anything, but I get messages. Sometimes I hear the angels talking to me, and they say, watch out. And then I'm getting this feeling. I need to figure out what they mean. So I'm thinking, is he going to follow me and get me in trouble for things? I don't know what he's getting me in trouble for. But it's kind of like a scary feeling. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I already told you he's looking for anything he can on you. So basically,
I work at like a bar, and I'm just wondering, maybe he's trying to figure out if I'm serving underage, or I don't know, send in like a PI. Do you think maybe there's like a PI involved, or I mean, maybe that's a watch out?
Think there's a PI involved. I think I think there's some of his friends and acquaintances involved. And that's what he's going to do, is look for things to get at you with.
Friends are going to come into the bar and kind of try to get me in trouble for things?
Yes. So don't step out of line. Make sure you're doing everything legally.
Correct, yes.
Can you tell me if he already has a friend come in there?
Ma'am, regardless whether he does or not, what we're telling you is you do everything that is right for you.
Right.
That means if you're a bartender, make sure you check driver's license and make sure they're 21. In other words, you do everything that's right, so if anything comes up against you, what can they say? What can they say? Hey, I work. I do my job right. I'm a good mother. When I have my daughter, I take care of her. So I'm trying to understand your fear. Spiritually, I want to understand, why are you so scared? If you're doing everything that you're supposed to do correctly, and I don't understand your attorney not getting a no trespass, you can still have a no trespass and still be with your child, see your child. So I don't even understand how she told you that. But, hey, I live in Washington State. I don't know about your laws back there.
I haven't completely. Most of the time I do follow him, but sometimes I don't check ID, so I'm just wondering maybe he caught me already. And, like, now I'm going to be careful, but I'm just kind of scared. I'm just kind of worried. I'm in a worry state of mind.
Let go of it and live your life. You can't live your life in total fear. Just make sure you're doing everything above the law, and everything will be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Let us know. We'll be praying for you, honey.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Area code 856. Come on. Excuse me. Area code 856. You're on the line with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. What can we answer for you, young lady?
Well, I am in the process of trying to get a loan to purchase a home.
Okay.
And because I'm a contractor, so I was wondering if you see that process going forward.
You got to come up with some more money. That's what I'm seeing. The paperwork is not bad. You are doing this after the 25th, after Mercury retrograde, right? But I don't see the paperwork being that bad, but I see more money. It's like I see $5,000 or $10,000 that they want more to put down, either $5,000 or $10,000, then you're okay. It looks like the paperwork works out. So that would be the only thing. They just need a little bit more money from you. Like I said, I see $5,000 or $10,000. And the paperwork gets smooth after that. You know, I don't see papers rustling. What do you see, Miss Nina?
I'm not picking up anything.
Well, what I picked up, I saw the papers, and I saw two amounts of money, $5,000 and $10,000. But I saw the paper rustling. But after you made this payment, then the papers are on the table smooth. They're not rustling anymore. So that's why I said it's not that bad. You know, and
okay.
You will get your home. Yeah, you'll get your home, Laura. Patience. I know it's a mofo, but patience. But you're on the right path. I mean, your paperwork and stuff, you're on the right path, so don't give up on it. Do go forward. You know, and if they ask for more money, then, you know, you may have to look at your financing and, you know, work that out. But other than that, yeah, you can go forward getting your home.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us today. Okay, one question per caller, please. Next caller is area code 414. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm well. I'm doing well.
Okay. What can we answer for you, young lady?
Okay. I'll make it quick. I met this guy named Adam.
Okay.
I haven't been dating for 2 years or so, but I think what happened is that he took me out for a drink and he thought I would have sex with him. And I don't work like that.
Well, good for you, Queen Tanya. Be a queen about yourself, honey. Put yourself up high and pop your collar. Good for you.
Thank you. So
yeah.
In that,
honey,
I
be proud of yourself.
Over.
Do you wonder if he is still will be or if it's over? You know what I see about Adam? All you have to do is communicate with him and tell him that you're not that kind of woman.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that you look at yourself as a queen and everybody else as a peasant. Now, he might get a little pissed off about that statement saying they're a peasant, but, you know, you have pride within you and who you are.
Thank you.
So you're not that, okay, yeah, you took me out. That's fine for a drink and stuff, you know, but that didn't, the drink did not constitute having sex.
Thank you.
You know, yeah, that in fact, that's real cheap. It costs to be the boss. So he need to come way forward than a drink and some sex. But anyway, if you communicate with him on the real side now, not being funny, if you communicate with him and tell him the type of woman you are, he will respect you and he'll probably come back a different way. Instead of coming at you, you know, in that manner, he'll look at you. In fact, I believe he'll apologize. That's what I'm picking up. He'll apologize for his actions and what he said. Now, do I see a long-term relationship there with Adam? No. But at least when he gets to the next woman, he will show her respect because of you. Because
all right.
You let him know, like, look, this is what time it is. You might be a nice guy, I don't know, but the way that you approach me, that wasn't cool at all. You know, you made me feel like I was less than, and I am more than.
All right.
Yeah. Well, Adam, there's a business guy coming towards you. That's who I see.
Ooh.
When you were asking about Adam, I saw a business guy. He has a blue suit on and white hair.
Blue suit and white hair.
And it's gray. It's not because he's old. He's just gray early. You know how some young men, like in their 20s and 30s, will get gray fast?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he is, because his face and everything looks young. It's just that, you know, he's great. But he's in a blue suit. Where are you going to meet him? They're not showing me, but they said that you two will be together Valentine's Day. So look for this guy, blue suit, gray hair. He's a handsome gentleman, and that will be your Valentine's Day present. So evidently on Valentine's Day, you're going to meet this gentleman.
Amen. And I just want to say to the lady before me, yes, I've had a really serious bad divorce, and we had a meeting spot in front of the police station. So, yes, it can happen. There can be placed a meeting spot where you two can meet, where she's going to feel safe.
Awesome.
Amen. Thank you, Tanya. Go ahead, Nina.
That is such an awesome suggestion, Tanya. I love it.
Thank you. Know, because it was a nasty divorce, and yes, there was abuse there, and I didn't feel safe. But they said, "Hey, you meet at the police station," and that's where it happened.
You're one smart woman.
Yes,
and
you
so
are.
Please don't give up. Call her before me. It's going to work out, but play safe too.
Amen to that.
Yes. Yeah, that was Susan's daughter. Yeah, so I hope she's still listening. She probably is. So thank
right.
you so much for that, Tanya, because, you know, when somebody's already went through it and talked to you, it kind of helps.
Oh, yeah. And it, you know, they try to play with your mind and get you, trying to get you off your game. And I'm not saying it's a game, but that's what I think he's trying to do. And, yes, he's going to try as hard as he can because he's got one goal, and that's to bring you down and take your baby.
All right. I agree totally. Tanya, that is so good. Thank you for sharing that for Susan's daughter. God bless
Thank
you for
you.
That. Because, you know, sometimes what other people go through will help somebody else, you know. So thank you for that.
Thank you, ladies. Oh,
you're welcome.
Welcome.
And, do call us back next month, girl, and let us know about your Valentine's Day. Hello.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful week there, Queen Tanya. All right. Next caller is area code 412. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's to you too, young lady.
Okay. And my question is tonight, what did you see coming up for my love life?
Oh, okay. Ooh, wow. Did you just get through with a relationship with Dumber and Dumb?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I just got a headache.
There might
right
have been two that
forehead.
One was dumber and dumb. Huh?
Thank you for the validation, Keisha. No, I was just going to say, because my head is painting right across the forehead, so I'm like, wow, and the angels are telling me dumber and dumb. So, like, good you left. You know, they're like, yay for Keisha. So you did good getting out of that situation. Okay, what's coming up? I see a man. He's got a little bit of a pudgy stomach. He's not, well, yeah, they're telling me he's a little heavy, but he's not like fat or obese, but he's not slim and trim like you normally like. But, and he's a little bit older. I see 3, 5, and the furthest out is 10 years. So he's between 3 years older than you, 5 years, and 10 years. But I don't think that's as far out as farther
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'm not
going. Showed me.
I probably wouldn't even go the 5 years older than me. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Can I just say something here?
Go ahead, Nina.
The body is just a meat rack, and so it and age is of no importance. You need to move past that.
Okay.
Yeah, you really do. Like, age is of no importance if you really click with somebody.
Right.
And if they're overweight, little overweight, underweight, what does it matter? It's what's inside that person that makes that person, not the weight they're carrying or lack of weight they're carrying or their age.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Open them eyes, girl, to the opportunities and the possibilities. Yep. Because this guy, they're not showing me a lot about him, but they are telling me he is intelligent, he's nice, he has a foundation. He works a job and a half. So he works two jobs, but he has an 8-hour and a 4-hour job. It looks like he has a little girl. She might be 3 or 4 years old. But he's single. He's not married. And he don't have no drama following him. So you're going to meet this guy in February. And it's going to be like after the middle of February. I'd say by the third week. What is that? When they say opposites attract, that's how you're going to feel when you see this guy.
Total my opposite. Okay. That's a good
thing. Yeah, opposites attract. That's what Nina's tip. Go ahead, Nina.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, anyway, what I was going to say, like what Nina was saying, don't worry about size and age and all that. But you'll find him interesting. I'll put it like that. You will find this man interesting. Is it a long-term relationship? I don't know about that, Keisha. But I would say he fills the void for companionship. Now, that's honest. Yeah. So, you know, like you want to go to an event or dinner or what have you, he would be a good companion to enjoy, like a friendship, that kind of friendship.
Right.
But relationship later on, no, it'll probably be somebody else. But like I said, for the time being, he's a nice friend, nice guy to enjoy with, and he's not going to pressure you either. You know, like, are we going to be together? Are you going to be my girl? Are we going to have sex? No, he's not that kind of man. He's laid back. And he's experienced life.
Because that ex is like, it will pressure you, basically. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. This man is not going to pressure you. He'll enjoy your company as you will him.
Okay. Yeah.
And you can just tell him, you know, I enjoy your friendship, but I'm not looking for anything permanent right now, but I do enjoy your company. And that's fine with him. You know, but be honest. You know, so when you meet him, don't lead him on. But, yeah, and the guy, he'll spend money on you. As I say, he's a nice person. He's a nice human being. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
All right, Keisha.
Thank you
so much.
Call
us back in February and let us know what's going on with you and your new romance. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay. Area code 860. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hello. 860, you're on the air. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I guess they just want to listen to the show. That's okay. All right, next caller, area code 229. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Nina, Lennis. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. I just wanted to ask you all what any improvement in my finances. I'm still struggling a lot, you know, from paycheck to paycheck. They have cut my hours on my job. And my supervisor, I went over her head, and they promised that they'll give me more hours, but they haven't did it yet. And I just need extra finances.
Hmm. Let me let Nina take this. She's a little bit more objective about that with finances. Let me have her do that.
Okay.
Melvin, right now, with the way the economy is, be grateful you have a job. That's what I'm picking up. You're not going to get fired. Things are going to stay the same as they are right now for a while. Just hang in there. They will get better. Don't get discouraged. Keep your chin up. Do your job well, and things will go well for you later on. But right now, the world is in a big mess. So if you've got a job, be grateful for it.
Well,
okay.
That's all I can tell you, Melvin. I'm not seeing anything else. I'm not seeing anything negative. I don't see anybody upset with you. They like the job that you do. So, yeah, just hang in there. Things will get better.
Yeah, but my supervisor on the job, she used to treat me real nice, but I don't know if they're coming down on her, but we're supposed to have a meeting tomorrow. And how would this meeting go? I mean, because, I'm doing other folks' work, and I'm not a slave. And, I'm not finna, you know, I done wrote up a couple of people on my job, you know, because when I come in, I mean, I'm doing their job and opposed to my job. But I don't know why, you know, like this meeting, is it going to go all right with me? Because I'm tired of getting chewed out for their work, but not working, excuse me.
Just, Melvin, just tell her the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her what's going on.
I always do, yeah. I always do because it's this girl named Kathy. Kathy and Tasha, they keep up drama amongst, you know, I think they, you know, buddies with the supervisor. And that's not being fair. It's not, some of the employees are being treated, you know, not equal.
That's life. There's nothing else I can say about that. That's life. Things happen like that all the time, Alvin. Like I said, just do your job. Do it well. Everybody is seeing your performance, knows that you do your job well. Tell the truth always, and things will work out in your favor.
Okay.
They will. Melvin, I have a quick question. Is there any way that meeting can be postponed until Tuesday?
Maybe. I'm not sure. No, ma'am. It's tomorrow at 3:30 in the afternoon. What?
Okay.
Why? Because...
Because we're in Mercury retrograde and it ends tomorrow. That's why I was asking if you could postpone it till Tuesday. But it may work out okay because, like Nina said, you just go in there and tell the truth. The people respect you and they know who you are and they know about your work ethic. So, you know, just if it has to be tomorrow, then go ahead and just tell them the truth. But things will change. I feel change is coming for you like Nina. After we come out of Mercury retrograde, like I said, there's 3 days in between lag, but I would say surely by the end of this week, by Friday, things should be looking up for you.
Okay. All right. I'm struggling. It's unbelievable the way I struggle so much just to even pay my utility bill, rent, and stuff like that, you know. And it's just me because My son, he passed away, and all my money went to the funeral services and stuff, but it was just crazy the way I continue to just struggle and go through so much in my life.
Yeah, but trust me, the struggles that you're going through is just a big blessing that's coming your way, inevitably. There'll be a big blessing coming. You're being blessed every day, but a bigger blessing
right.
will be coming. So please believe what you did and accomplished was not in vain. It was not in vain. So, yeah, it will get better. Just give it a week till the end of Friday and see what transpires. But I think I see changes coming for the better for you. So.
Okay, because I have applied for another job. You know, because, Miss Nina, you know I love to coach football, and they finally hired another new coach, and I have not sent the resume out, or I'm glad you said about Mudger Records, Ray, because I'm not going to send it out to them until maybe Friday.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
And hopefully I can get my coaching job back. And they,
okay.
you know, I make pretty good, you know, coaching high school football.
Okay. Okay.
And I can do the job I'm doing now. I can still do it as part time, but I just want to be able, you know, to breathe. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're all going through it right now. Like Nina
right.
said, we're all going through financial difficulties right now. So only thing we can do is say patience and hold on, because a change is coming for the better. It truly is.
Okay. I thank you all. I appreciate that. I need to hear that.
Okay.
Well.
Okay. Thank you, Melvin, for calling. God bless you, and we'll be praying for that change for you as well. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Yes, ma'am, I need it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you. Okay, next caller is area code 951. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I just would like to know about the coming year.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I'd like to know a little bit more about the coming year and in regards to maybe your finances.
Okay, and what's your name, please?
It's
I'm sorry?
Hannah?
I'm not understanding you. Say it again. I'm sorry.
Hannah.
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 Yes.
Okay. I just want to get your name correct. Okay, so Hannah, you want to know what's coming up in finances this year. Okay.
Yeah, or career.
They're not showing me anything for you in finances. I'm getting a blank slate.
Whichever area.
Okay, they're showing me in career. Now, finances, like I said, I saw a blank slate. They're not showing me anything. Career, they're telling me that you need to go forward or be more forward in your ability for jobs or, no, that's not it. They want you to be more forward with your ability. I guess what they're saying, they want you to try harder. Are you applying for other positions right now?
I'm applying for something. It's going to be in, it's going to be within the next couple of months, project.
Okay, because what I'm getting, they're telling me you're not applying your all. It's like you're shortcoming yourself when you apply,
okay.
And they want you to do more.
Expand upon yourself.
No, go ahead,
you
Nina.
You need to be more outgoing about yourself. You need to really upgrade. Build yourself up when you're doing a resume or applying for a project or whatever. Just build yourself up. I know it may sound conceited to you, but that's okay. Be conceited. Let them know everything that you are worth.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're holding
don't
back.
Don't be so shy. Go ahead, Nina.
I said, you're holding back too much, so don't hold back. Just let them know exactly how good you are.
That's right.
Okay.
Remember, Hannah, you're a queen, and a queen always wants the very best, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
So remember that you're a queen, so you got, if you're a queen, then you got to put it out there, right, to let them know, look, this is Queen Hannah, and I want this and this and this. I'm applying for these positions, and I know that one of them is going to come through or two of them are going to come through. When you put that energy out there and that positiveness and assuredness and claim it, it happens.
Hannah, I have a question for you. Do you have anything to do with displays in small department stores?
Do I have anything to do with what again?
Displaying anything in department stores.
Displaying, I had worked in that environment in the past.
Okay, why I'm asking you is my friend Holly is in the chat room, and she says she sees you standing in front of a small department store window, in front of a window display, with a man in a tan-colored trench coat standing beside you. He's got on a wide-brimmed hat. She said the coat and hat remind her of back in the old days what the detectives used to wear. Now, I don't know why she's picking this up, but she says it's coming across very, very strongly. So maybe you can give us some hints as to why she's picking this up.
Yeah, I used to work in, one of those kind of stores where you would wear... Yeah, I totally understand.
Okay. You want to let us in on this?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Okay. So what is she picking up then?
Well, I used to work in a menswear store and then a leather store, and they had those kind of...
They have those
that kind of apparel, yes.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. She says
validation.
Also, yeah, there's validation. She says you're being shadowed by someone.
Hmm.
Okay.
So if that's the case, if you are being shadowed by someone, maybe just be a little careful over the next few days, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Hannah, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. There's something
okay.
Someone I'm gonna meet with tomorrow. I'm wondering if it's gonna be important for this project that I want to apply for.
I'm not picking up anything. Nina?
No, I'm not either. Holly wants to know if you're worried about somebody following you.
Mm.
My ex-husband's a psycho, but other than that, no.
Okay. All right, well, just be a little careful over the next couple of days. If you're going outside, make sure that you go have somebody with you or go directly to your vehicle and lock yourself in.
Okay, yeah, I'm always the cautious. Yeah, there's certain things that have been going on here where I live, so
okay. All right.
I'll be
well,
cautious.
Yeah, just be extra cautious over the next couple of days because, I'm kind of picking up on this now, too, so be extra cautious.
Extra cautious, okay. Okay,
okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great week.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, area. Go ahead, Nina.
And Lena says, you can tell Holly is in the chat room, and AJ.
Hi, Holly.
And AJ's also there.
Hi, AJ. Glad you guys came on board. Good to see ya.
All right. Well, we appreciate.
Okay, well, our next call is area code 518. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Fine. Doing great. How can we help you?
I am just curious about my love life. What do you see for my love life?
Yay, Denver won! Ha! Okay, I'm back. Okay. Sorry, I'm an NFL enthusiast. Okay, back to Melissa, your love life, right? Is that
yes.
what you said? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Let's see. Who's Jack?
I don't know.
Okay, they're showing me this name in big, bold letters, Jack.
I don't know anybody by Jack.
Now I got another name, Edmund. Who's Edmund? Wow.
I don't know. Maybe these people are coming into my life.
Okay.
Well,
write this down in case. I'm sorry?
I saw three. Three guys.
Three
guys? Yeah, three guys. And the angels were asking me, like, what's your problem? You got all these guys hanging around you.
Well, I haven't met them yet. So I don't know where they are.
You're sharing with the rest of us.
I haven't met them yet, so I don't know where they are.
Well, I got Jack and Edmund, and Nina said three, so I don't know who the third one is. Go ahead, Nina.
I don't know who the third one is either, but there's three guys that you know that are hanging around.
I haven't met anybody lately.
Well, these are guys you already know.
Ah, that's why they're asking me to ask her, who are these men? Okay, I understand that. Yeah, you already know these gentlemen. Maybe the names that I'm mentioning is maybe their middle name or something. I don't know.
I don't know, because I don't have any three guys that I know hanging around me that are interested.
You just
don't know they're interested.
Okay.
Which means you need to put your womanly wiles out there and flirt a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're seeing these. Go ahead, Nina.
You have to do a little work for this good stuff. You can't just sit back and let it happen. It doesn't work that way. For anything, you have to work for it. So if you want someone in your life and want a love life, that means you've got to put yourself out there and act. And meet people. Otherwise, you're not going to find a love life because it's not coming knocking at your door.
Mm-mm. Knock, knock. Is Melissa there?
So,
yeah, you just need to apply yourself. Go ahead, Nina.
That means getting yourself all dressed up and going out with some girlfriends.
Okay.
And actually mingling with people.
Okay.
New concept, meeting people. No, actually, go out and have a great time with your friends, and if they can see you having a great time, they're going to want to have a great time with you. So that's what attracts people to you, is by your smile and your laughter, and you're just by being who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. All right, Melissa, so you know what? We expect to hear from you in February about these three different men, and you're going to be asking me and Nina, which one should I be with? Which one is the one for me?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and you could always share. Some of us out here don't have a boyfriend. So I'm just going to say congratulations to you, Melissa, Miss Flavor of the Week.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and do let us know how it all turns out. But it looks like smooth sailing for you, young lady.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're going to try one more time with 860. 860, you're on the air with Nina and Linus. Would you like to ask a question at this time?
Hello? Hi.
Hi, who's
Hello?
This?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, you're on the air, sir. Who's this?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Good, yes. Yeah, I have a question, actually. Yeah. The question I have is...
Okay, who is this?
This is Rajendra.
Rajendra, okay.
Rajendra, this is R.
Oh,
R
Rajendra.
Is like a rose.
Oh, Rajendra, okay.
Yeah, Rajendra, like it's R, starts from R. R like a rose.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, Rajendra.
Yeah, yes, my...
What's
the question,
your question
I have is... Yeah, the question I have is... I'm being laid off in a week from my job. And after that... What do you see for me? That I'm going to a really very tough time financially. So, what do you see that when will the next will come up and how do I support my? I'm really struggling for all my expenses, family bills, everything the routine thing. So, could you please just give me an advice on that?
I want to hear from somebody else before I tell you. Nina, Holly, or AJ, what are you guys picking up?
I don't know. I guess because of the tough times that we are going through here in Alberta, I'm not coming up with anything for you, honey. I'm sorry, but it's just things are tough all over.
Yeah, they are.
I live in Alberta, Canada, which is dependent on the oil and gas industry. My husband runs a company for another gentleman. He's had to lay people off, have people take cuts in pay as well as himself. I run a daycare, and I am losing children like flies, not because of anything I'm doing, but because of the economy. The economy sucks. And unfortunately... Unless our governments come up with some kind of new jobs for all of us, we are in for very tough times.
Mm-hmm.
Can you collect?
I believe that.
Can you collect employment insurance? Do you have such a thing down there?
Yeah. I don't know, but how much? I don't know how much I will get it. I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Well, as long as you have your separation papers from the company, I would go and apply for that right away. It's going to be a while before you actually find another job. You may find the odd job here and there, but as far as permanent work, there's thousands and thousands of people looking for permanent work right now. Just hang in there. Take what you can get right now, which is your unemployment insurance, and just try to make ends meet. That's all I can tell you. That's what we're doing up here. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
Lennis, are you seeing anything else?
Well, when he asked about the job, what popped up was Lotto. And, Lotto is gambling. That's a chance. And I'm like, that's what they were showing me. But I thought, no, there's got to be something more substantial here. That's why I turned it over to you. But that's all they showed me was Lotto.
Lotto?
I don't want you to go out and spend a lot of money on Lotto. That's why I didn't say that right away. Because
no problem. I go and buy Lotto also. I stop by sometime once in a while when I go for for gas tank. So I go inside the store and buy some lottery here and there. I'm not a gambler. I do not spend a lot of money on the gambling. But I do buy a lot of ticket here and there. So do you see the first thing you saw, Lotto, for me?
I saw Lotto. But I didn't say it at first was for that reason, because I know you're already in financial straits, and I don't want you to think, okay, let me go spend $20, maybe I'll hit the Lotto. No, I think it just showed me that's one way. That's not saying that you're going to get a whole lot of money. They just said Lotto, so... Maybe it'll get you over the hump for a minute, but it's not the all and be all. I didn't see that. So that's why I was hesitant about mentioning it. Go ahead, Nina.
I have a question. Have you ever worked in IT?
IT?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a computer guy, no.
Okay.
I can just barely manage to run computer and all that, but I do not know much about IT.
Okay. Holly was picking up IT, which is why I brought it up. Maybe it's time you got familiar with the computer.
Yeah. It might be something in that field. You'd be surprised, Regina. You might be really good at it and don't even realize it. Don't even know it. You know?
Yeah.
A person can get a degree in mathematics, but they might be excellent as a real estate agent.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you understand. That's why I'm saying with the IT, look in the field. There's all kinds of jobs in IT. All kinds of jobs. So, you know, look at some of the jobs that are open in that field and apply for them. Because you might be surprised. It might be something like, oh, this is my niche right here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's interesting. But do you see any other thing? Any other thing? Just the ID or?
No, just hard work, Regina, that's all. Is hard work, putting your name out there, applying for jobs, go into EI, take your separation papers with you, get the EI that you're entitled to. I don't know how much you're entitled to, but whatever you're entitled to, go for it, because, like I said, times are tough. There is hundreds of people applying for every job out there, so you've got to really sell yourself.
Yes.
And just work at it. If you need to, take some online courses.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Build up your resume.
Okay.
You know, that's what you've got to do.
Okay.
Build up your resume. Holly also wants to know if you work with wood at all.
Work with what?
Wood.
Wood.
Wood? No, I have not worked with wood, no.
Okay. Just another question that she was asking. So maybe there's something in that field as well. Like, just diversify, get in some courses. While you're collecting EI, do as much as you can to build up that resume of yours.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thanks. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling, Regina, and have a wonderful week. Okay, you've been listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. We're getting ready to close out the show. I want to thank all the people listening around the world, the folks on the phone, and, of course, the chat room. And I want to give a special shout-out to Holly and AJ. Thank you for joining us today. And we always appreciate it. You know, we love seeing you come in. And, of course, Miss Nina. What could I do without Miss Nina? So, anyway, Miss Nina, as we close this out, I'm going to let you take it, and I'll start the music.
And this one question first. Holly wants to know if you have any messages for her this week.
Oh, okay. Watch the backstabber. I felt that knife in the center of my back. Damn. Ouch. Holly, whoever you are around, please. There's a backstabber just waiting, like, like psycho. Man, I felt that right in the center of my back. So
yeah,
that's what I see for you this week, Holly. Just be careful. The people that you're around, and the one that's going to stab you in the back is going to be unexpected. You're going to be surprised as hell. Damn.
Yeah.
Somebody that you never thought of. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
That's kind of what I was picking up. Too. Yeah, Holly, be careful. It is somebody that's around you, somebody you're very close to, so be careful.
Yep.
It's not always good.
Yep,
it'll be
unexpected. In fact, Holly will be real hurt. She'll talk
to
you about it, Nina, because she's going to be real hurt and surprised.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately, I have been feeling those kinds of effects myself. Now, I want everybody in our listening audience to do me a favor. Take a deep breath. Pray for yourself. Pray for others, and we're all one family. Doesn't matter who we are, where we live, whatever, we are all one family. And as a family, I'm hurting for everybody else as well as myself. Well, financially, things are not great for anybody right now, and I wish I could pass on more positive information on, okay, you're going to find a job right away, but unfortunately, that's not the way things are going to go right now. But that's okay. We will all make it through this as a family because we love each other.
Amen. Amen. Very good. I couldn't have said it better myself. Very good, Nina. Thank you, everybody, and we'll be back on next Sunday at 3 o'clock, and I hope that you'll join us. And if no one's told you they love you today, you know me and Miss Nina do, okay? Good night, Miss Nina.
Bye, Lana.
Good night, Holly and AJ. Thank you for coming.